Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Out of that tree.
Caw.
And never mind making bird talk at me. You come down right now.
What's a coconut, Esmond?
Pow! I'll pow you. You come down and go to school before you wake up Miss Ellen and Miss Hannah.
I will.
Now.
All right.
What's wrong? You've got no business up in those coconut trees. How did you learn to climb them anyhow?
It's easy. You just put your feet through this loop of rope.
Never mind. You go get ready for school.
Is she gone yet?
Who?
Mrs. Wakefield.
You have big ears, Christopher Vail.
I know. She came last night with Mr. Pomeroy, and she's leaving first thing this morning. I heard Mr. Morgan give the order for the car.
You ear too much for an 11-year-old monkey.
Car!
And don't you sass me.
Is she gone yet?
I haven't seen her.
Then I'm going up the palm tree again.
Oh, no, you're not.
Let go, my sleeve, Irving, let go.
What's going on out here?
It's time for Chris to go to school, Hannah.
It certainly is, Chris. Now get ready.
I want to see the lady, honey.
Who?
The American lady. Her name is Kate, and Mr. Pomeroy doesn't like her.
How do you know all that?
I heard. Caw!
You've been told not to play around the big house. If you do, you're going to be in trouble. Now, go along.
I know something you don't know, Hanny.
What?
Francesca is home.
I don't know why you're trying to raise him, Hannah.
Yes, you do. What did he mean, Francesca is home?
I don't know.
I asked you last evening to tell her not to come.
She never called.
I'll have to go home and see her.
You want me to take Miss Ellen's tea to her?
No, then she'd think something was wrong.
Why shouldn't Francesca come home?
Esmond, how long have you been working here?
You should know. You hired me, Hannah, 3 years, since my high school. Then when I've saved, I'm going to teacher's college. That'll be next year.
Yes, of course. Then you wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't. But what I do know about the things going on here, wild horses wouldn't drag from him out. That's why I want to save up my money so I can go to college.
And you shall, Esmond. Don't get excited.
And I'm glad that nice Mrs. Wakefield is leaving here soon.
Not yet.
I thought she was leaving early this morning.
Miss Ellen wants her to stay.
But Mr. Pomeroy said...
Said what?
That the car would be around at 8 and that I was too...
Esmond... Do finish your sentence.
I'm just mixed up, I guess.
You are not mixed up. What did Mr. Pomeroy say?
That I was to take her tea at 7:30 and see that she went to the car at 8.
Well, Mr. Pomeroy knows now she isn't leaving. You know, Miss Ellen still runs this house.
Yes.
And when she wants something badly enough, she usually gets her way.
I know.
I'd better go back to her now. It's a beautiful Jamaica day, Esmond.
But it's going to be hot. Hannah, I think I ought to tell you something.
All right, but be quick.
When I took tea up to Mrs. Wakefield's room, she wasn't there.
She was probably taking a bath.
No, there wasn't anybody around. She had dressed and gone out.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I thought she'd already left for Kingston.
Oh, no. That is odd. She might have gone for a walk.
Maybe. But I don't think that nice girl ought to be going around Glory Pond by herself. Do you, Anna?
No, I don't.
Anytime. Who are you?
Chris.
Oh, do you live around here?
Yes. I know who you are.
Well, good. Who am I?
Mrs. Wakefield. You came from America to Jamaica, and you're going home this morning.
That's right, all but the last. I'm not going home this morning.
You're not?
Are you disappointed?
No. I saw you come down here to Glory Point, and I wanted to see you better before you left.
Well, here I am. Chris, do you go to school?
Yes, but there's no one to drive the truck yet, so I'm going to be late. I'm not supposed to be down here on the point.
Oh, well, then maybe you'd better go home. Where do you live?
With Hannah.
Oh, is she your mother?
Hannah? Oh, no. I never had any mother or father.
Well, tell me, where did you learn to make all these sounds like the birds?
I talked to them. Listen.
That's marvelous.
They answer, too. But you can't hear it over the noise of the surf.
Well, why don't we take a walk together?
Okay. Then you could meet Francesca.
Who?
Francesca.
Christopher, what are you doing down there?
I've got to go.
Who's that?
That's Mr. Morgan. He'll whip me if he catches me here.
Oh, bye. Chris. Chris.
Mrs.
Wakefield, I didn't see you out here on the point.
I didn't think we've met.
I'm Heinrich Morgan, supervisor here of the estate for Mr. Pomeroy. Everybody just calls me Dutch.
I see.
That boy ought to be on his way to school. He's a bad lot.
Oh, I didn't think so.
He takes watching.
Who is he?
He lives back up the road with Hannah. He shouldn't be around here. I'd like to give you some advice, Mrs. Wakefield.
How did you know my name?
Mr. Pomeroy told me.
Oh, of course.
I don't know how long you intend to stay.
As long as Miss Ellen wants me.
Miss Ellen?
Yes. She's been quite insistent.
Well, let me tell you something. It isn't wise to come out here on Glory Point alone.
Why not?
The rocks drop off pretty sharp on the east side, and the tide comes in pretty fast.
Yes. It's coming in now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I know the sea, Dutch. I've sailed around this point many times with my husband. You must have known Tom Wakefield when he was here.
Yeah?
He came to Glory Hall several times.
Recently?
He's been dead for 3 years.
Well, I didn't know him.
Oh, that's odd. Because Mr. Pomeroy remembered him.
I work here, Mrs. Wakefield. I don't meet the guests.
Yes, the tide is rising.
I warned you.
All right, I'll move off the rocks. But you don't remember my husband, Tom, at all?
That's what I said.
Do you know anyone around here named Francesca?
Where did you hear about her?
Oh, I think she might have known my husband. Who is she?
She's Hannah Vale's daughter.
Hannah's daughter? Well, then, Hannah must know something.
If I were you, Mrs. Wakefield, I wouldn't go around here asking questions.
But, Dutch, I came all the way down here to ask questions.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back. Faces of Love features Morgan Fairchild as Kate Wakefield, Clement Fowler as Lewis Pomeroy, Bryna Rayburn as Ellen Pomeroy, and Madeline Lee as Hannah. Also appearing were Joan Shea and Mimi Ayers. Produced by Alan Potter. Directed by Dick Cox. Written by Margaret LaWorth. And brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is Mel Brandt. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.